Bar Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Kavanaugh Court. It is a Basketball Tuesday here in Montgomery tonight. It's a warm and balmy 76 degrees, at least that was the high today in Montgomery. And tonight it should be even hotter in the gym as the Blue Chip Conference Championship is on the line tonight. Bar Reeve and Wood Memorial getting ready to go, getting ready for action tonight. I'm Mike DeCourcy, and I'm going to be bringing you the action all night long here tonight. And this was a game that was originally scheduled a month ago, and oh, how things can change in a month, because snow and ice wiped out not only Bar Reeve but also Wood Memorial schools for an entire week. And here we are a month later playing the makeup game, and it hit a high of 76 degrees outside today. So obviously Indiana weather affecting this game, and hopefully tonight the action, as we mentioned, just as warm here in Kavanaugh Court. Wood Memorial comes into tonight's contest, and they have created quite a resume the last three seasons. Wood Memorial is a three-time defending sectional champion down at sectional 64. They're going to be going for their fourth straight sectional this year, and at least if you pay attention to the computer rankings, they should be favored to do so. Wood Memorial aiming for win number 16 here tonight. They had a big weekend. They went on the road and two easy victories. One a little bit surprising, that was down at Gibson Southern on Friday night. Wood Memorial basically put on a basketball clinic, 83-64 over their much bigger county rivals, Gibson Southern. Trojans turned around on Saturday night, went to North Knox, easily dispatched of the Warriors to pick up that win and put them in a position to claim a share of the conference championship tonight. We mentioned it is for the conference championship, but that's a little bit of a technicality. Earlier this year, Wood Memorial was upset by Northeast Dubois, so that if they win tonight, the best they can do is to clinch a share with Bar Reeve. This would be Bar Reeve's first loss if that were to happen. The Vikings can pull out a win here tonight. Well, that would be another outright blue chip conference championship for the Vikings. And if you look down at the list, that would be conference championship number 5 in a row if Bar Reeve can pull it out here tonight. And even if they do not, well, it's a share, but Bar Reeve certainly hoping for the outright here tonight. Bar Reeve also a double weekend last weekend. First of all, a big win, 51-26 over Vincennes Reveille on Friday night here at Kavanaugh Court. On Saturday night, Bar Reeve went down to Princeton, and what is now a pair of 17-4 teams put on a very good display of basketball. Unfortunately, Bar Reeve, I'm not going to say let a lead slip, but maybe let a little bit of an opportunity go. Lost that game 70-67 in overtime. But by all accounts, both Bar Reeve and Princeton played well. I think both coaching staffs happy. One just a little bit happier with the win. But Bar Reeve has played in overtime games now three consecutive weekends at Ligoti, at Evansville Memorial, and at Princeton. So Mareeb hopefully getting battle tested and ready for the IHSAA tournament. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to be bringing you all of the action tonight. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will have more of the pregame show, Mareeb and Wood Memorial getting ready. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Now, back to Mareeb Vikings basketball on the General. 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, alongside Mareeb principal Jeff Doyle, I am Mike DeCourcy, getting ready for a big blue chip conference basketball game here tonight. Good evening, Coach Doyle.
Good evening, Mr. DeCourcy. We've got a good matchup, and just checking out Sagarin here, and it's got Mareeb at 72, Wood Memorial at 69, so that puts it about a three-point game, throw in a little bit home court advantage, put it at five. Of course, Saturday night, Sagarin had Princeton as a five-point favorite, and, you know, I think it might end up being five, but, you know, it was basically a pick-em game, so I think you probably could say pretty much the same thing tonight, whatever team comes out and maybe just shoots it better, because looking at it, probably they're pretty evenly matched.
Had a great long discussion with our friend Johnny Bartley, the Wood Memorial girls basketball coach, sat with him during most of the JV game tonight. Of course, his son, Paxton, is the best player for Wood Memorial, and he basically says, hey, this is it's a Wood Memorial team that's capable of putting up a lot of points, but it's also a Wood Memorial team that has came out some nights and you know, maybe they've let teams hang around, so very talented, three-time defending sectional champions, but a lot like Mareeb, you know, I think there's nights where, talking to Coach Bartley, he feels like maybe they should play a little bit better as well.
Yeah, I would say that's probably a pretty accurate assessment. You know, you look at Wood's schedule and you follow the results, and there's been some that, you know, kind of you scratch your head at, but here the second half of the year, you feel like they've been a little bit more consistent, kind of finding their true form, had a big win against a really good Forest Park team on the road, so... That's a pretty big win there. So, and you got a lot of seniors on this team, or a lot of upperclassmen. So, and then, you know, with the, of course, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, or I am. If you look towards the regional, you would probably, by Sagarin, these would be the two highest ranked teams in it, and it would be a morning matchup game two. So, just another thing, could be a preview of a matchup that you might see here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, certainly would be obviously welcome news around Viking Nation. That, of course, means you won the sectional, and we'll talk about the sectional a little bit more on Friday night, but Bar Eve's going to have to go the long way to win it. But I think there's been a lot of instances in history where some of the Vikings' best tournament runs have started with a difficult sectional road, and no complaints from any of the players, and especially nothing from the coach this week. So, that draw is what it is. And like we've talked about, you know, if you can't string together two or three good games, you probably don't deserve to win in the postseason anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a very formidable sectional. If Bar Eve would get to the finals, they would have to play the three toughest teams, you would say, in the sectional. So it's going to be, if you do win it, it's going to be a sectional that you're going to have to earn. You know, you don't get a bye, and you don't get a team that maybe, you know, that's a very favorable matchup. So you got to come out from the get-go and play. And I've seen it where, you know, it just depends on the mindset of the team. You know, I think that's, you know, a strength of Coach Hughes, that he gets kids in the mindset. And he's preparing them that, you know, you've got to have a focus unlike any other, not having turnovers. I mean, you're going to have turnovers, but you can't have bad, unforced turnovers. And getting back to Saturday night, the Princeton game, that's what we did so well. We didn't have a lot of turnovers. We executed well. There's some things that we can improve, obviously, but that was a very talented team we played, and played them right to the hill. And I can go down our whole roster and say, that kid played well. Everybody, I thought, played well for us.
Quickly, tonight's prescription for success, what is it?
I think tonight we got to make shots. We got to come out. We got to score some points. There's been nights where we'll have droughts of scoring. We've got to minimize those because, as you said earlier, this is a Wood Memorial team that can put up points. So Barry's going to have to put up some points tonight.
All right. That's tonight's prescription for success. National anthem coming down, and there's going to be a little bit of a ceremony here pregame that we're going to go ahead and bring to you here on the General 95.9. As most of you know, Bar Eve lost an assistant coach and a valued member of our basketball program, Kendall Murphy, in a drunk driving accident earlier this fall. And there's going to be an announcement in his honored memory here tonight. So we're going to go ahead and take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll bring that ceremony and starting lineups and the opening tip to you. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Helena in Montgomery is growing and proud to invest in Montgomery and Davies County. Coming in March, the newest state-of-the-art dry blending facility in the region will be opening across from the county garage on County Road 100 North, west of Montgomery. This facility is nestled on 10 acres and will include a new anhydrous ammonia plant right in time for spring planting. This is phase one of a multi-phase growing plan for Helena in Montgomery. Helena, investing in the future here at home in Davies County.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will soon open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. And I'm John Baldwin, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Because George Washington's birthday is such a big deal, Bill Dobson Ford, which happens to be in Washington, Indiana, is celebrating by offering great buyer incentives all during the month of February. Like $3,000, $4,000, to $5,000 total cash savings on new Ford models like Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Plus another $1,000 bonus retail cash on top of that. And no payments for 90 days. Happy birthday, George! Celebrate the American way by saving big on America's favorite brand at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Deferred payment program through FMCCC Salesman for details.
Farmers will tell you ag lime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. Ag lime increases root system development, promotes early above ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of ag lime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Bar Reed, starting lineups being introduced right now. Wood Memorial, 3 1,000-point scorers in their starting lineup. They're going to go like this tonight. Starting at a guard position, Remington Wilkerson. He's a 5'11 senior, as we already talked about in the pregame. Paxson Bartley. Bartley, 6'4 and a junior. Another guard position tonight, Latham Falls. Falls, 6'3 and a senior. Another guard position tonight, Cameron Solomon. Solomon, 6 feet and a junior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Walker Nurenburn. Nurenburn, he is 6'1 and a senior. Wood Memorial coached by Kevin Minkey. And the starting lineup for the Vikings getting ready to be introduced. And Bar Eve going to go the way they went most of the last few weeks. Three guard set. Starting at the point guard position, Bryson Graber. Bryson is a 6'1 freshman. Joined in the backcourt tonight by Gabe Gladish. Gabe, 6'1 and a junior. Third guard tonight, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 5'11 and a junior. Pair of forwards tonight for Bar Eve, Austin Ainsco. Ainsco, 6'5 and a junior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8 and a sophomore. Vikings coached by Brian Hughes.
Getting ready to tip off here. Bari starters have been announced. And we're getting ready for tip time here, Mr. DeCourcy.
So tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Both of these teams ranked in Class 1A. Saying hello at half court. And it'll be interesting tonight to see how this one is going to go. Ainsco and Bartley in the middle. Official getting ready to throw it up. Tip controlled by Bari. Bryson Graber with it. Looks like Wood Memorial going to start man-to-man, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, man-to-man for Wood Memorial. Bari looking inside the Keegan O'Neill. Quickly, he goes up with the turnaround.
And shot no good. That was a five-footer on the baseline. So stopped by Wood Memorial. Bari going to go man-to-man. Bartley with it. He's guarded by Gladish over to Latham Falls. Falls picks up his dribble. Wood Memorial, just a ball reversal. Nurenburn on the baseline. And he's blocked underneath the basket. I didn't see who got that block.
No, he blocked himself. He got underneath the basket, and the ball hit the underpinning of the basket.
Okay. So here comes Bari. No score. Game not even a minute old yet. Isaac Wagler. Bryson Graber. Going to hit a curling Gabe Gladish. Gabe for three. It's in and out and no good. And rebounded by Wilkinson. And here comes Wood Memorial with the basketball.
Barry's staying in this man-to-man defense. As you said earlier, Wood Memorial has a, three 1,000-point scorers. I wonder when the last time that's happened.
Yeah, it's been a while. Falls with it in the post. And he's looking to go to work on Isaac Wagler. Step back, 15-footer, got it. 2-0. Wood Memorial, looks like some full-court pressure here for Wood Memorial. That's kind of a 1-2-2 look, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, 1-2-2. Just got to take your time. It's kind of backed off a little bit. And Barrie does a good job of breaking the press.
It's into a zone defense. Isaac Wagler over to Bryson Graber. Bryson with it. Now it looks like a 3-2 zone. And bad pass by Gabe Gladish. And Wilkinson going to pick it off and lay it in. So 4-0. Wood Memorial with a quick start.
Yeah, and that's you just can't have those long passes like that, and you got to come meet it as well.
Ainsco gets loose, knocks in about a 5-foot floater, 4-2, Wood Memorial by a pair. And quickly back the other way, shot up quickly by Nuremberg, no good. And here comes Gladish with the basketball. Gladish spin move, and he's going to be fouled on the floor. Barry going to get it on the baseline.
Yeah, nice aggressive move there by Gabe in the open court. And, Gabe, he's got to continue to get to the free throw line. He's done a little bit better job here the last couple games trying to get to the line.
Gabe with it. Going to step, fire a three, no good. And rebounded by Bartley. Here comes Wood up the floor, and Bartley, his pass going to float out of bounds. Bad pass, Barry gets a break. Vikings with it again, trailing 4-2.
Yeah, both teams kind of filling each other out. Gabe had another good shot there. That's a shot he can make. And it's one of those where he was looking to get the ball in Keegan, and the guy just backed off. He was so wide open, he took the shot and just a little bit off on it.
Isaac Wagler out to Bryson. Bryson Graber over to Isaac on the left side. Wood Memorial in a 3-2 zone. Isaac Wagler going to step into a three. Got it. 5-4, Barry now by a point.
Yeah, nice job there by Isaac getting his feet set. Took his time. Knocked one down, and that's probably going to be a shot that most teams are going to give Isaac, and that's a shot. He's got a good-looking shot. He's just got to continue to step up and take shots like that.
5-4, Vikings by a point, falls with it. He's going to step back, fire a three, and he got it. 7-5, Barrie now trails by two.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that defense. Isaac was right there, and Falls is hitting two really tough shots and bad pass there, and Wood Memorial's going to pick it off.
Isaac Wagler, and that was just bad spacing by Barrie right there. It was a bad pass by Isaac, but the spacing wasn't great either. Nuremberg going to work on Keegan O'Neill. He's going to be fouled, and let's see who they get it on.
I think they're going to call it on Keegan. I don't really know. They got Austin. Austin Ainsco will get his first foul.
That'll put Walker Nuremberg at the line to shoot two. 4:20 left, opening quarter, 7-5, Wood Memorial, 8-5.
And I think one key for Barrie moving forward, especially in the tournament, is how we adjust, especially like an Austin Ainsco, a Gabe Gladish, Keegan O'Neill, when you get your first foul. You've got to watch how the officials are calling the game because we can't afford to have them on the sideline.
So 9-5 now. Wood Memorial by a point, or by 4 points, and another bad pass. Bartley's going to pick it off, misses a layup, and Gladish going to get fouled, but Barrie just shoddy passing here early. This isn't calculus. This is arithmetic to beat this pressure.
Yeah, they're just not being real aggressive. They got to be a lot more aggressive. They're throwing a lot of passes that are floating right there. Bryson just went real strong with the ball, just kind of a lazy pass, so I think they're just a little bit tentative. They just got to be a little bit more decisive in their decisions.
Bryson Graber with the basketball, little step-in move. Going to kick it over. Ainsco on the baseline. His 15-footer, no good. Austin going to grab his rebound, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, nice job by Austin staying with it. Bryson did a much better job against the press. Got it to the middle of the floor, got a wide-open Austin. He missed a shot, followed it up, and got fouled at the rim.
So Ainsco with the line, shooting two. Austin's first one is short. He'll have another. 9-5, Wood Memorial with a 4-point lead. Ainsco eyes the second one, and that one's going to roll out, so here comes Wood Memorial. Nirenberg, dribble handoff, Bartley. He's going to go down in the post, and he's going to be fouled by Gladish and go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, Gabe did a nice job cutting off Bartley, and then Bartley did a little head fake, and Gabe just came up just a little bit, and then Bartley just initiated the contact, and right there, you know, it's a 50-50 call, and the official rewarded Bartley on that one. So Gabe's just got to, again, he's got to be aware of how this is being officiated, because sometimes Gabe likes to have that bump when he defends, and some officials let you do it and some don't. So he's got to adjust to that.
Bartley gets one out of two, 10-5. Here comes Bari with the basketball. Bryson about had one picked off again. Isaac Wagler down in the post. Ainsco off the glass, no good. Keegan O'Neill going to grab the rebound, lay it up and in.
Keegan gets his first bucket of the night. And that's what you got to do. You got to attack this pressure, and you're going to shoot layups.
Bartley trying to turn the corner. He does. Gets it back in the right corner. Left-hand dribble. Down the lane, little pull-up, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Ainsco. Gets it ahead to Bryson. Here comes the freshman with the basketball. Bryson Graber. Going to skip it in the corner. Keegan O'Neill going to lose it. And here comes Bari back on defense. Paxton Bartley travels with it, gets away with it. And here comes Isaac Wagler with the basketball. Out ahead to Gladish. Gladish misses the layup. And now they're going to get a foul on Isaac Wagler. And the last two back and forths were just ugly, Coach Doyle. I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah, it was really ugly. And I'm not so sure that Gabe, at the last second, I think he might have got hit just a little bit, just enough to cause him to miss that layup. But that's a shot he's still got to go up and make, though. So Gabe's just got to relax.
So 10-7, 2:45 left, opening quarter. Nirenberg going to set for three. Got it. Drop a hand, he's going to stick one in your eye. It's not complicated.
Yeah,
13-7.
Yeah, 5 points for Nirenberg.
Here comes Gladish down, Ainsco. Bryson Graber, little floater in the lane. It's no good. Rebounded by Nirenberg, and here comes Wood Memorial.
Yeah, good shot there by Bryson. Good aggressive look.
Nirenberg, his shot wild, no good. Rebounded by Ainsco. Here comes Bryson Graber. Keegan O'Neill with it in the corner. He's going to set on the baseline. Horrible shot. But Ainsco or Isaac Wagler going to pick up the layup and lay it in. 13-9.
Yeah, that's just not a good shot there by Keegan. And we're taking some questionable shots here. And we got to settle down and take, you know, Wood Memorial, that's what they're kind of known for, is that they'll take some questionable shots, but we can't match them with that.
There's one of them. Baseline fadeaway by Falls, no good. Isaac grabs a rebound. So 13-9. Minute 40 left, opening quarter. Isaac Wagler, little pass fake, missed the layup. Good move by Isaac. And here comes Wood Memorial back with the basketball. Bartley with it, minute 25 left, opening quarter. He's guarded by Gabe Gladish. Little hesitation move. His shot, no good. On the floor, Isaac Wagler going to pick it up. And here comes Bryson Graber with it. Gladish going to set for three from the corner. Got it. Tell you what, Isaac Wagler's making things happen tonight, Coach Doyle.
He definitely is. He's been very consistent right from the start. He's been doing that all year. Nice job there by Gabe Gladish, hitting a three there after missing his first two.
So 13-12, 50 seconds. Let's see if Wood gets the last shot. Bartley with it.
He needs to be careful. He doesn't need to pick up that second foul, because if he does, he's going to be sitting the rest of the half.
And Latham Falls is going to travel with it. Bari going to get it back with 38 seconds left in the quarter. The Bari student section getting a little cantankerous across the way, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, you know, the play's kind of been uneven this first quarter, and so is the officiating at times, but I think they're just trying to adjust to how the players are playing tonight.
I agree with that 100%. It's been choppy. Bryson with the basketball. Has a count. He's going to back it out. They're going to run a second guy at him. Over to Quentin Yoder, who's just checked in. Keegan O'Neill has taken a seat. We're at 15 seconds. And ball on the floor. Quentin going to dive for it. Isaac going to pick it up. He's going to throw up a wild shot. No good. And here comes Latham Falls. He's going to whip one into Bartley. Layup got it. Disastrous end of the quarter for Bar E. At the end of a quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 15-12 Wood Memorial. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar E Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Now, back to Bar Reeve Vikings basketball on the General. 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 15-12. Wood Memorial leads it by a point. It is their basketball. Nirenberg going to kick it out. Bartley had a three. Nirenberg with it now over to Paxson Bartley. Bartley stepped through, too easy, lays it in, 17-12.
Yeah, nice step through there by Bartley. Bartley's got to do a better job in that zone. Wild shot by Gabe Gladish. He gets his own rebound, goes back up with it, gets a foul, and he'll go to the line for two shots.
Gabe going to be fouled by Latham Falls. Gladish going to the line to shoot two. Gabe at the line. Tonight's game brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Gladish gets the first. Also by RTC Communications in Montgomery. Tonight's game also brought to you by JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. And by your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Gabe's second free throw. That's going to be no good. Vikings 1-4 from the line here in the early going. Bar even a 2-3 zone this time. Latham Falls with it. Going to try to spin through the trap. His shot going to be blocked by Quentin Yoder. He's going to bounce it over to Bryson Graber, and here comes Bar Eve on the run. Bryson.
It looks like Wood Memorial's in a box and one right now. Got a chaser on Gabe Gladish.
Quentin Yoder going to be fouled on the diagonal pass.
Yeah, and our guys got to do a better job of getting ready for those passes, and we're not doing a good job of catching it and being strong. Wood Memorial's going to go in and try to take it away, and we got lucky we got the ball back there.
Fifth team foul on Wood on the inbounds. Gladish going to have it poked away, and here comes Bartley. And Bartley going to lay it up and in, 19-13. It's a six-point Wood Memorial lead.
Yeah, Wood Memorial definitely being a lot more aggressive than Bar Eve, and it's paying off for him.
Isaac Wagler going to miss a layup on his cut. Here comes Falls with the rebound. Latham Falls with it over to Nirenberg. Wood Memorial. Harden Hunter with it. Back to Paxson Bartley. And Bar Eve going to settle back into a 2-3 zone. 19-13. Bartley behind the back dribble. Going to whip it over to Falls. Falls. Bartley's got it again. Wilkinson back to Falls. Good Memorial trying to get a good shot here. Bartley, long three. It's going to be an air ball rebounded by Gabe Gladish. Comes Gabe with the basketball. Isaac Wagler with it in the left corner. Dribbles it back out. Gladish has it again. Over to Bryson Graber.
Yeah, I'd like to see Bar-Eve start exploiting their height advantage down low. I think Bar-Eve could really get Gibson Southern or Wooden Moore in some foul trouble.
Gladish going to set for a three. It's going to be long. But there's Ainsco going to grab the rebound. His shot up, no good. Tapped around. Wood Memorial going to grab it.
Yeah, Austin's just got to go into the contact there. He went away from it.
On the other end, Falls with a three is an air ball. And rebounded by Quint Yoder. And he's going to have it. Bar-Eve going to come away with it. Isaac Wagler lays it up and in. That was a disaster waiting to happen.
Hey, and that's Isaac Wagler's seventh point of the night. Keegan O'Neill, he's been waiting to check in for the last 2 minutes. There haven't been a break in the action. 19-15, Wood Memorial leads it.
Falls with it in the post. He's going to be fouled by Ainsco.
And that's number two on Austin. And that's where if you get a silly first foul and then you get a foul like that, then you're, Austin most likely is going to be on the bench the rest of the half. And right now they're just showing one foul on Austin. I thought it was the second. So
I did too.
Well, now they got it up there. Yep, that is two fouls on Austin.
So 19-15. Wood Memorial with the basketball. It looks like a wet spot on the floor, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, Wood Memorial's cleaning it up for us. We got Austin Ireland, a senior, into the game. He looks like probably about 6'6", into the game for Wood Memorial. Looks like Barry's going to go man-to-man on this out-of-bounds play.
On the inbounds, Nirenberg looking to get it in. Bartley's got it. Over to Falls. Back to Nirenberg. 4.5 minutes left, second quarter. 19-15. Wood Memorial with the lead and the ball. Ireland with it in the post. Good pass by Falls. He's going to lay it in.
Yeah, just bad
21-15.
Yeah, bad defense there. Quentin Yoder trailing on the screen there. No help side defense.
Keegan O'Neill going to skip it over. Bryson Graber. Back to Keegan. Keegan going to get through everybody. Layup no good. Quentin Yoder going to lay it in. Quentin Yoder with the big offensive rebound. Wood Memorial wanted to travel on Keegan O'Neill. Did they have an argument, Coach Doyle?
I don't think he did, but Keegan's got to be he's got to realize he had three guys. He kind of got lucky there. He was able to split it. So I think he kept his pivot foot on that one.
And Bartley shot up in the lane. No good. Ball on the floor. And going to be saved by Wood Memorial. Here comes Nirenberg. Into the corner, three put up. It's no good. Rebounded by Gabe Gladish, and they're going to get a foul on, I think, Austin Ireland. So it has gotten choppy in here, Coach.
Yeah,
Doyle.
It's gotten choppy. But the one thing that there's been action the entire 12 minutes we've been playing. I am envious of you calling this play-by-play action.
We've had a couple of possessions that are rough, but we're going to get through it. And part of that is Wood Memorial's just played, some different defenses, some things that the Vikings haven't seen maybe a lot. Keegan O'Neill with it down in the post. Step back, five-footer, got it. 21-19, Vikes to within two.
Yeah, good entry pass there by Isaac Wagler. 4 points for Keegan.
So Paxson Bartley going to go down. And everybody wants to travel. Somebody wants a double dribble. Nirenberg going to set for three. It's no good. Rebounded by Quentin Yoder. Here comes Isaac Wagler with it. Over to Gabe Gladish. Gabe going to stop and pop on the baseline. It's going to be no good. Quentin Yoder puts up the rebound. Another offensive board for the junior. Lays it up and in. We're tied at 21.
Hey, Quentin Yoder's been playing some really good basketball these last few games. And the Bowery faithful are getting on their feet for him as he forced straight for Quentin.
And Wood Memorial going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. 2:34 left, opening half, 21 all, Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 30-second timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case working hard for you.
Back at Kavanaugh Court. Tonight's game brought to you by Helena in Montgomery, People Products and Knowledge, by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated, by Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, and by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. 2.5 minutes left, Wood Memorial with the basketball. We're tied at 21. Opening half filled with action. Bartley with it, little hesitation. And his turnaround jumper no good, rebounded by Quentin Yoder, and here comes Isaac Wagler with the basketball.
Yeah, Barreve owning the backboards this last 3-4 minutes. One and done for Wood Memorial.
And Isaac going to go down, got a man on his hip, missed the layup. He had a good look at it. Here comes Nirenberg back the other way. Going to kick it back out. Bartley's got it. Back to Walker Nirenberg. Nirenberg going to try to turn the corner. He's going to skip it over. They're looking for falls in the post. He's going to work on Isaac Wagler, and the help was just too late. Fall's going to lay it in, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
I'd like to see that one again. Come on, Harvey, you're in the bad position anyway.
That's going to be two fouls on Isaac Wagler.
Now Isaac's going to take a seat. Isaac's played a good first half, 7 points for him.
So 23-21, falls at the line. Got it, 24-21.
8 points for Lathan Falls.
Barry's got to throw it back in the post right here. They're going to get free throws. Bryson Graber with it. Over to Keegan. Keegan going to set for three, got it. We're tied at 24.
How about that? Is that okay, too?
I'll take three over two anytime, Coach Doyle. Not Dean Scott doing the math, but... You know, hey, we'll take it. So minute 20 left here in the opening half. We're tied at 24.
But I couldn't agree with you more that anytime we get it down low, we're either going to score or we're going to draw a foul in Wood Memorial.
Ireland with it. He's guarded by Quentin Yoder. They're going to throw it down to Falls in the post again. Falls going to turn, spin, baseline jumper. It's an air ball rebounded by Quentin. Gets it off to Bryson, and here comes Barre. Freshman with the basketball, down to Gabe Gladish. Gabe for three, got it! 27-24, Barre by three.
7 points for Gabe Gladish.
We are at 45 seconds left in the half. Looks like Wood Memorial gonna try to take the last shot, and I think Barre will be cool with letting him. Nirenberg's got it, standing in the center circle. 30 seconds left. Nirenberg getting instructions from his head coach, Kevin Minky. We're down to 20. Nirenberg still with it at 15. And we're now at 10. And here goes Wood Memorial. They're looking for Paxson Bartley out high. And Bartley, they're going to get an offensive foul with 4.2 on, I think, Austin Ireland with a moving screen.
Yep. That's Ireland's second. Plenty of time for Barreve here, 4 seconds. Oh, and that should be side out of bounds.
Here comes Gladish with the basketball. He's going to fire one from the K at Kavanaugh Court. It's going to be no good. But Barreve closes the first half with a miniature run, and they take a lead into the locker room. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 27-24 Barreve. Halftime tonight brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout when we come back. All of the halftime statistics, and we'll set up the second half. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on the General. 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
It's the ultimate goal of the Kendall Murphy Scholarship Program that every student in Bar Reeve Schools will have a 529 college savings account, which can be used for educational-related expenses, not only for four-year colleges, but for any accredited post-secondary education, including vocational and trade schools. Along with public and private donations, the scholarship team is hosting a golf scramble in May and an annual 5K, 10K event that has also been planned in June by Kendall's fiancée, Jessica, as well as some of his closest friends. The money raised will help with the scholarship as well as be donated to the local fire department that Kendall so well served. We have brochures outside of all the ticket on the ticket tables providing vital information about the program and donations that are available. All information will also be posted on the school's website as well as the Barring Scholarship website as well. At this time, I'd like to direct your attention to center court. We have Kendall's parents, Dwayne and Katrina Murphy, Kendall's fiance, Jessica, Kendall's sister, Kelsey, and her husband, Eric Miller. With the help of guidance counselor, Mrs. Chastity Sword, and assistant principal athletic director, Aaron Ash, we are honored to present the very first ever Kendall Murphy Viking Promise Scholarship to Kendall's niece, Emma Miller, who will be a kindergartner next year at Bar Reeve Primary. We can present the check to Emma at this time. Again, thanks to this long-term investment by Bar Reeve Schools and the scholarship team, the Viking Promise Kendall Murphy Program will help today's and future Bar Reeve students be better prepared to lead more productive lives. celebrate Kendall's legacy and let his story live on and impact future Vikings for decades to come. Again, our prayers continue to be with the Murphy and Loniger families. Again, let's hear it again, and let's hear for this wonderful memorial put together to honor a great man, Kendall Murphy.
What a deal at halftime, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, it's a happy occasion, but somber occasion. Just can't think of anything more fitting for in Kendall's memory and to the first class, next year's kindergarten class. His niece will be the first recipient of this scholarship, and it just stands for everything that Kendall represented, and just, you know, what a great, wonderful idea. And, you know, kudos to Katrina and Dwayne and just the strength that they've shown, and they continue to show every day, and the family, just what a wonderful family, and just what a great tribute to Kendall Murphy and the person he was.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, wow, what a deal. 529 plans, honor scholarships, great things happening at Bar Reeve, and selfishly, Coach Doyle, we have two daughters going to kindergarten roundup on Thursday, and you and I both know how expensive, you know, secondary education can be, and every little bit helps.
Yeah, every little bit helps, and the thing is, it gets you in the habit of starting to save, and then, you know, starting to point to something. And you know, I know, you know, when Sally and I came together, I grew up. You know, everybody in my family went to college. You know, Sally, she didn't go to college. And so when I, you know, when we became married, we started a 529 for Lauren, and we've been able to build. And I just think it's a, you know, that's what it's all about. You've got to look ahead to the future. And, yeah, Dacey and Claire, they'll be beneficiaries of this scholarship.
Yeah, and that obviously certainly good news. And hey, what a night. What a night. Kind of puts basketball into its proper context, which we need to do every now and then.
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel silly for the plays that were happening in the first half that you're getting, maybe you're upset about, or oh, we could have played, made a better play, but everything's in perspective, and we know that, and, you know, this is just a game, and it's a fun game, and, you know, we're fortunate to be at a school where, you know, year in, year out, we've got student-athletes that put out a good product, and we're fortunate to have great leaders of our programs, Mr. Hughes in basketball, Amber DeCourcy in volleyball, Joe Rodemaker, Trey Showalter, you know, the list goes on and on. So many to name.
Yeah, it's certainly lots of good things going on, not just here at the basketball court, but other sports as well, academically. Coach Doyle, you want to run through the first half scoring? Just
yeah,
give us totals here real quick.
Yeah, real quick, Bar Reeve, Gabe Gladish, 7 points. Isaac Wagler, 7 points. Keegan O'Neill, 7 points. Quentin Yoder with a strong first half at 4 points. And Austin Aitzcombe with two. For Wood Memorial, they're led by Latham Falls with eight. Paxson Barley with seven. Walker Nuremberg with five. And Remington Wilkinson with two. And Austin Ireland with a bucket. Quarter scoring, Wood Memorial led it 15 to 12 at the end of one. Murray was able to outscore Wood Memorial 15-9 for a 27-24 halftime advantage.
It was a 21-15 lead later in the third quarter for Wood Memorial. Murray closes the half on a 12-3 spurt to take a three-point lead. Halftime tonight brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington. We're starting second half action. It will be Murray basketball.
Yeah, you got Isaac Wagler will inbound the ball to Bryson Graber, and it looks like Wood Memorial, they're going to start man-to-man, and Barre, both teams are going to start with their same starting lineups.
All right, here goes Gladish with it, down to Keegan O'Neill. And Keegan going to force one up, his shot no good.
Yeah, Keegan never really did get his body squared up to the basket. Wooden World doubling him every time he touches the ball.
So Bartley with it the other way. Nurenberg back to Paxson Bartley. Going to get a ball screen down on the baseline. He's going to spin. Shot up, no good. Good block out right there by Barre, but Wood Memorial going to take it away. And layup in and good by Falls. And Barre has had more unforced turnovers tonight, I think, than we've had the entire year. As far as a game by game.
Yeah, this Wood Memorial team, they really go after the ball. Once you rebound it, you got to be careful. Gabe Gladys with a deep three, no good. And Wood Memorial gets the rebound.
Here comes Falls with it. Nurenberg in a hurry. His shot going to be partially blocked. And Keegan gets it ahead to Bryson Graber. Barre just got to start communicating a little better. The last trip, Bryson just had it poked away from behind. And is that partially on Bryson? Yeah, but, you know, there were other Vikings there that could have told him, hey, this was going to happen.
Right. I agree with that. Yep.
Keegan O'Neill gets it down in the post, lays it up and in, 29-26.
Yeah, 9 points for Keegan O'Neill. And despite all this, Barre has a three-point lead. You know, it was the first half that Wood Memorial controlled the most part, and then Barre is able to get the lead. So an opportunity here for Barre, maybe get a little bit of separation.
Falls with it in the post. He's going to have it poked away. Here comes Bryson Graber. Bryson going to get it up to Gladys. Gabe going to set for a long three. Going to bounce over the backboard, no good. And that's the one thing I've seen with Gabe since he's been in this little bit of a shooting slump. Don't hold me to this, Coach Doyle, but I think looking at the statistics, Gabe shot 17 threes and two twos last weekend.
Yeah, and he had an opportunity there where he could have drove to the bucket. So, and I feel confident with Gabe shooting the three, but, sometimes you got to look to drive too.
And Latham Falls on his drive to the bucket. He's going to be fouled. They're going to get it on Bryson Graber, I think.
Because Gabe is so much more than just a three-point shooter. He has so many facets to his game, so he's just got to show the other facets of the game.
So on the inbounds, Falls with it. Baseline jumper, long two, no good. Rebounded, Isaac comes up with it. Going to get it back to Gabe, and here comes Barre. Ains go with it.
I'd say Barre needs to get the ball inside to Keegan O'Neill, need to have some spacing. They're really backing off Austin Ainsco tonight, which is really surprising the way he's been shooting the ball.
Keegan, little five-footer. It's going to roll out, no good. And the ball's just kind of sticking on one side of the floor right now for Barre. And Nurenberg going to go down. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, and this is where Barre's having a hard time tonight. We're not doing a very good job in transition defense. Nurenberg didn't get met until he got into the lane, and you got to do a better job of meeting him out a lot further.
Tonight's game brought to you by Davies Community Hospital, better together for better health. By Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. Nurenberg gets the first, he'll have another. Tonight's game also brought to you by WTHI-TV in Terre Haute and by Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones financial advisor. Nurenberg gets them both, 29-28. Vikings by a point. Austin Ainsco with it, out to Bryson, down to Keegan O'Neill. Bryson, top of the key. Isaac Wagler, middle of the lane. Ainsco going to set for three, got it. Good inside out right there, and the ball went in the post, went out of the post, changed sides of the floor. You get a wide open jumper, and I know Coach Hughes has talked about that incessantly all year, and when you do that, Barre is a really hard team to guard and beat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three put up by Bartley, no good. Rebounded by Barre. Here comes Ainsco with it. Keegan O'Neill down on the baseline. His 10-footer is good, 34-28. Barre now by six.
And first person in double figures tonight is Keegan O'Neill, 11 points for him.
Ball going to be on the floor, picked back up by Wood Memorial. Three going to be put up in the corner, no good. Rebounded by Ainsco. Here comes Barre. Bryson Graber with it. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Gladish with it out high. Austin Ainsco. Down, nice pass down to Isaac Wagler. Isaac lays it in, 36-28, Barre now by 8.
Yeah, and you just talked about earlier the ball movement. Barre really getting the ball, whipping it around. Nice pass there by Ainscope.
With Memorial wants a timeout, we'll take one, two, 3:49 left. Third quarter, 36-28. Back to Barre after this one-minute timeout.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
The members of RTC Communications enjoy the benefits of having one of the best telecommunication networks in the area. Our members have access to high-quality voice, fast internet, and great TV services. If you're a member of RTC, call our office today to find out how we can be of service to you. Since 1949, RTC has been here to serve their member owners. Call RTC Communications for local friendly service at 812-486-3211 or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery.
Back at Kavanaugh Court and just out of the timeout, Gabe Gladish going to square up on Paxson Bartley. He's going to draw a charge, and Barre going to get it back, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, really good defense there by Gabe, and that's been building the whole game. Bartley, he really has a tendency to dive into you with that shoulder. He just did it a little bit too much. Here's some pressure coming for Wood Memorial.
1-3-1 this time. Austin Ainscoe. Barre just got to throw some pass fakes in. Ainscoe three from the corner. Yep. 39-28. It's an 11-point Barre lead. So Nuremberg with it. 39-28. Vikings by 11. Paxson Bartley's got it. Bartley going to try to drive it, and he's going to be fouled.
And that's just Gabe did really good job defending him, and then in the last second he tried to block the shot. And
that's one of those, Coach Doyle, where if Bartley makes that, congratulations. You made him take a really tough shot, and that's what Coach Hughes is telling him right now is you did the hard part. You know, you made him take a tough shot, and then you volleyball swiped at it, and you made – you know, Paul Arvin's job really easy down there on the baseline.
Yeah, that's the foul that Gabe's got to get away from. That's only number two, but you get in a sectional, those can build up really quick.
Bartley gets them both, 39-30. But Wood Memorial with a little full court pressure, another bad pass. Bartley picks it off, lays it in, 39-32. You got to keep somebody behind the ball, Coach Doyle. Ainscoe going to set for another three. Got it again. 42-32.
11 points for Austin Ainscoe. Three threes on the night.
Nuremberg with it back the other way. He's going to step back, take a three. Got it. 42-35.
10 points for Nuremberg.
Isaac Wagler with it. Gabe launches a three in transition, no good. Ball on the floor, here comes Wood Memorial with it. And Bartley gonna get out ahead of everybody, lay it up and in, 42-37. It was an 11-point lead just a minute ago, now it's at five. And they're gonna get a technical foul on the Wood Memorial coach. And what happened right there, Coach Doyle, is when Gabe caught the basketball, it was almost like he palmed it, bringing it to the floor. He never dribbled it to begin with.
Okay.
And that's what he's mad about. They're wanting a palming. He never palmed the ball. He caught it and put it down. That's not a palm. That's.
Hey, I agree. And if you're the Wood Memorial coach, you cannot get a technical foul in this situation.
Gabe misses the first free throw, however. He'll have one more. Gladish the second, got it, 43-37. Vikings by six, minute 56 left here in the third quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by Landmark Surveying in Washington, by Montgomery Raritan Club, proud to salute the Barre Vikings, and by Indian Creek Quarries on Mount Olive Road in Williams. And I think that's maybe what the official is explaining to Kevin Minkey right now, either that or he's telling him he's got to sit down.
I think he's telling me he has to sit down.
I don't like that rule even one bit. Not even a little bit. You paid the price with a technical. I don't think Coach Minkey's been demonstrative at all tonight.
No, he just had that one small outburst.
Bryson Graber with it. Keegan O'Neill down on the baseline. 10-footer, no good. Ball on the floor. Isaac going to come up with it. Isaac Wagler, more hustle plays. Over to Gabe Gladish. Isaac, inside out. Ains go with it in the corner. Out to Bryson Graber. Isaac, over to Ainsco, back to Isaac. Isaac, another three, got it again. 46-37. Take notes, sectional opponents.
That's 12 for Isaac Wagler. Had a heck of a game tonight.
Vikings by 9, minute 10 left here in the third quarter. Nurenberg back out to Bartley. Falls with it, over to Paxson Bartley. And going to be poked out of bounds. They're going to get a foul on Isaac Wagler.
Isaac did take a big swipe at it, but it looked like he got all ball. But, you know, when you take those big swipes, sometimes that's what will happen. But it was a little bit late. I thought he was just blowing his whistle. That was out of bounds.
That's going to be three on Isaac. Quentin Yoder going to check in. Samar Eve trying to get a stop here to close the quarter.
And we need to get the switch. We got Bartley on Quentin Yoder.
They got to get that switch right now. Quentin and
you got to be calling.
Right now. Bartley with it. Yeah. And should have been a travel on Bartley. None called. Wood launches a three. No good. Rebounded by Bryson. He's going to get it out ahead to Austin Ainsco. Ainsco going to lay it up and in. 48-37. Vikings by 11.
13 points for Austin.
Falls with it. Going to have it poked away by Gladish, and here comes Barre. Going to get it back to Bryson Graber. Bryson with 15 seconds left in the quarter. Bryson, we're at 10. Let's see what Barre tries to do at the end of the quarter. Freshman with the basketball. Going to step back, 15-footer, going to be an air ball, rebounded by Falls. Falls going to fire one length of the floor, no good, and that's going to do it. At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings lead it 48-37. Back for the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home is located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. Hello, I'm Chris Seavers, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Now, back to Bar Reed Vikings basketball on The General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 48-37, Vikings by 11. And it's Wood Memorial basketball to start the fourth quarter here, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, man-to-man for Bar Reed.
Falls with it. He's guarded by Bryson Graber, the freshman against the senior. Nurenberg's got it. Walker Nurenberg going to back it out.
Yeah, and Bryson Graber doing a really good job on Latham Falls, really making him earn every point tonight.
Falls has it. Little ball reversal right here by Wood Memorial. Nurenberg, three, no good. Rebounded by Ainsco. Here comes Barre. Bryson Graber with the basketball. Wood Memorial, looks like they're man-to-man this time. Isaac. Gabe Gladish, Keegan O'Neill with it deep in the post. His shot no good. And it's going to be last touch by Ainsco. Bar even going to get it back. And that ball kind of slipped out of Keegan O'Neill's hands on that little kind of half jump hook there, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, and we've seen a couple of those tonight. A little humidity today, high temperature.
76 degrees, Coach Doyle.
I like it.
I do too. 7 minutes left, 48-37. Bartley with it, guarded by Gladish. Bartley down, working on Bryson Graber. His shot partially blocked. And we've got bodies everywhere, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, good job officiating there. Get in there, making sure there was no extracurricular activity and just kind of an awkward play. Bartley did take an elbow, but it was inadvertent. And he kind of throws himself into you a little bit, kind of drawing that contact.
So, and then there was a tie-up, and after Keegan was fouled, Latham Falls trying to get a jump ball, and they just kind of fell to the floor together. No harm, no foul. Well, there was a foul. That's three team fouls on Wood Memorial this half, four on Bar Eve. One thing to keep in mind here is Isaac Wagler has done so much for Bar Eve tonight, and he's out there with three fouls. And a lot of that has been guarding the best Wood Memorial players. So Vikings in good shape right here, but now would be a time to get a good possession. Bryson over to Isaac. Down in the corner, Ainsco for three. Yeah, 51-37. Vikings by 14.
Four three-pointers for Austin, 16 points. And I think that knee of Austin's is healed up.
Wood Memorial with it. Ball's going to be fouled down in the post. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two. And Bar Eve has done a really nice job playing post defense tonight until the last split second when they bring those hands down. And that's what Brian Hughes is yelling at Keegan right now is you bail people out when you do that. And, you know, if Bar Eve can perfect that going into the tournament, we're going to be really stinking hard to beat.
Right.
As Falls misses the first free throw.
Yeah, because we're giving them unnecessary free throw attempts in a close game. That can be the difference between advancing on or going home.
For the most part, this crew has let the guys play tonight as Falls gets the second.
Yeah, I think this crew's done a nice job tonight. You know, the first part of the game was a little bit choppy, but, you know, a little bit of that was due to the play of both teams.
Bryson Graber, a little pressure here by Wood Memorial. Keegan O'Neill with it, down in the post, layup, got it. Good look by Bryson, 53-38. Here comes Nuremberg. He's going to kick it back to Falls. Falls. What? Dipsy-Doo layup, 53-40. I liked it. I don't like that it went in, but I like the move. Gladish with it. Over to Isaac Wagler. Ainsco for another three. Going to be long. Tapped around. Keegan O'Neill going to grab the rebound. Gladish with it in the post. His layup no good. And last touch by Latham Falls. And Bar Eve going to get it on the baseline.
Yeah, Bar Eve doing a good job getting some second shot opportunities. Keegan got the offensive rebound, got it back to Gabe. Gabe had a shot in the lane, trying to draw some contact. No call was made.
So on the inbounds, Keegan O'Neill with it. Hands it back to Gabe Gladish. Gabe just going to try to turn the corner. His jumper no good. Keegan O'Neill picks it up. 15-footer, yep.
15 points for Keegan O'Neill.
And I see Isaac Wagler down underneath the basket, and I think he was fouled after the shot.
And I didn't even see it. And they're going to get Nuremberg on the foul. Call him with an elbow there.
So Bar Eve going to get it back now with a 15-point lead. I didn't see exactly what happened. Nuremberg's not putting up too much of an argument. So Bar Eve going to get it back on the baseline, and Bar Eve has just kind of methodically advanced this lead to 55-40 with 5.5 minutes left. On the inbounds, Gladish has it. Gabe, little floater, got it. 57-40. Vikings keep extending the lead.
And that's 10 points for Gabe Gladish.
Marin Burns sets for three. He got it. 57-43.
That's 3 three-pointers for Nuremberg, and that is 13 points.
Isaac Wagler going to be fouled. That's going to be 5 fouls on Wood Memorial, 5 on Barre. 5:04 left.
Yeah, and we got a lot of time.
There's a lot of basketball to be played this one.
Yeah, Wood Memorial, they're going to come down, they're going to chuck it up, and they're going to try to put their pressure on, and we can't have those careless turnovers because, you know, a little bit ago we had an 11-point lead. Before we knew it, it was down to, what, 5?
It was down to 5, and they did that in less than a minute. So they are definitely capable of scoring in a quick burst. Isaac Wagler has it out high. Ainsco over to Bryson Graber. Freshman with it. Keegan's got it out high. Gabe's got it in the center circle now. Back over to Bryson. Ainsco going to set for another three.
This is ridiculous. 6 three-pointers for Austin Ainsco. Or that's number 5. Pardon me.
And a three quickly on the other end. No good. Here comes Gladish with it. And Gabe going to be fouled. And they're going to get a foul on Gladish. Throwing the elbow. And Brian Hughes is going to say he got fouled 3 times before it happened. But that's another situation where Gabe's got to pass the basketball.
Yeah, he does. He's got to get rid of it sooner. Deep three by Lathan Falls. Connects.
60-46. Isaac Wagler. Ainsco. And it's going to be taken away. Bad pass. Here comes Falls back. His layup. No good. And he's going to go to the line to shoot 2. And we just talked about it a minute ago, Coach Doyle. Wood Memorial capable of putting points up so fast.
And this is going to be a hard team to hold the ball against because they're going to come out and really force you to play. So Barry's, they got to do that, but they got to do it under control.
Brian Hughes wants a full timeout. We'll take one too. 4:02 left in the game. 60-46 Barre. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1 minute timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 60-46, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, and we talked about it. These last 4 minutes, they're going to take a while to play. Wood Memorial is going to put their pressure on, and they're going to gamble, and they're going to force you to go to the bucket, but we've got to do a good job. We've got to continue to shoot the ball, but we've got to take good shots and can't get out of character. Another thing, they're going to push it down, and we've got to be honest with our defense and not get up in the air and commit silly fouls and stop the clock.
Falls misses the first free throw. He'll have one more, and he missed them both. Good block out there, but that's why you block out the shooter. Sabari with it. And here comes Bryson. Bryson Graber. Out to Ainsco. Back to Bryson. Bryson Graber with the basketball. Vikings taking a little time. Isaac Wagler now. He's going to go down the lane. Layup. Got it. 62-46. Barre by 16.
14 points for Isaac Wagler.
Bartley with the basketball. 3:20 left in the game. And Bartley going to be fouled. And they're going to get that one on Isaac Wagler. And that's going to put Wood Memorial in the bonus. So 1-1 for Paxson Bartley.
Yeah, two more fouls and they'll be in the double bonus.
So Isaac, that's four fouls on him. Bartley, free throw. Missed it. Ainsco going to grab the rebound. Get it off to Gladish. And Gladish going to be fouled with 3:15 left. That's six fouls on Wood Memorial, so Bar Eve will be in the bonus the rest of the game.
Better job there of handling the pressure for Bar Eve. You've got to make quick decisions. You're going to get trapped. Just got to be strong with the ball. If we do what we should, we can shoot layups against this because they're going to come out and they're going to gamble.
Gabe Gladish with it in the backcourt, left-hand dribble. And Gabe just separating a little bit. We're down to 3 minutes. Back up to Bryson. Over to Keegan. Keegan. It's Isaac Wagler. Isaac over to Bryson. And Ainsco going to be fouled with 2:45. And that's going to put Bar Eve in the bonus the rest of the game.
Nice job running some clock there. Took about 30, 35 seconds off.
So Ainsco shooting the bonus. First one is up, and it's long. So here comes Wood Memorial with the basketball. Falls with it on the baseline. Wild shot, no good. Rebounded by Bryson Graber. Bryson going to be fouled, and with 2:33, Bryson going to go to the line to shoot the bonus. That's eight fouls on Wood Memorial. Eight on Bar Eve, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, Keegan did a nice job there. Falls drove the baseline on Bryson. He did a nice job just standing up straight, making a tough shot. Didn't have to go up and block it, and just caused an air ball there by Falls, and Bar Eve was able to get the rebound, and Bryson is able to knock down the first free throw.
He'll have one more.
That's 1 point for Bryson tonight, his first free throw attempt.
And freshmen got them both, 64-46. Paxson Bartley with it, trying to get around everybody. Shot up, going to roll off. Gabe going to grab the rebound. And Gabe going to be fouled. That's going to be team foul number 9.
I just don't understand why they don't call the foul a little bit sooner. Getting a little bit chippy, and I'm afraid if they let it go a little bit more, there could be a little bit of an altercation.
Well, it's a situation where the player kind of gets mad that he's not getting the whistle, and a lot of times the defense, they're going to get a little more upset that they're trying to stop the clock or extend the game or get a whistle, maybe with a jump ball, and it just kind of escalates pretty quickly. So Gladish at the line.
Yeah, and the cure to that is just blow your whistle. You know Wood Memorial's trying to foul, so just call it. I mean.
Gabe got the first one, 65-46. 2:22 left. Gabe second. Got them both. 66-46. Bari by 20. Paxson Bartley going to step back. Long three. Got it. 66-49. And Bryson Graber going to be fouled. And he'll go to the other end to shoot two. They're going to get that one on. I'm trying to see. That's Cameron Solomon. That's going to be his first. Team's 10th. Sabari then the double bonus the rest of the game. So the freshman at the line, first one going to roll off, no good. We'll have another one. And a second one going to be no good, and rebounded by Wood Memorial. Nirenberg quickly back the other way, long three, no good. And ball on the floor, picked up by Wood Memorial. Nuremberg's got it. Bartley, layup, got it. 66-51. Wood Memorial going to take a quick timeout. We'll take one, too. Minute 54 left. Bari 66, Wood Memorial 51. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
Because George Washington's birthday is such a big deal, Bill Dobson Ford, which happens to be in Washington, Indiana, is celebrating by offering great buyer incentives all during the month of February. Like $3,000, $4,000, to $5,000 total cash savings on new Ford models like Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Plus another $1,000 bonus retail cash on top of that. And no payments for 90 days. Happy birthday, George! Celebrate the American way by saving big on America's favorite brand at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Deferred payment program through FMCCC Salesman for details.
Helen in Montgomery is growing and proud to invest in Montgomery and Davies County. Coming in March, the newest state-of-the-art dry blending facility in the region will be opening across from the county garage on County Road 100 North, west of Montgomery. This facility is nestled on 10 acres and will include a new anhydrous ammonia plant right in time for spring planting. This is phase one of a multi-phase growing plan for Helena in Montgomery. Helena, investing in the future here at home in Davies County.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 66-51, minute 54 left. And on the inbounds, Gabe Gladish going to get it and dribble it off his leg. Wood Memorial going to pick it up. Paxson Bartley going to spin, lay it up, no good. Wood Memorial going to pick it back up, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Ainsco. And Ainsco going to be fouled. Barty's got to look up the floor, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, definitely look up. One more is just trying to steal the ball as soon as you get it. And they're making that outlet pass kind of difficult, but we do got to do a better job getting our head up.
So Ainsco going to go to the line to shoot two. And the first one going to be short. Barreed has not done a good job at the line tonight.
And that's the only thing Austin Ainsco hasn't done well. He's 0-4 from the line, but yet he has 5 3-pointers and two 2-pointers for 19 points. Let's get number 20 here, Austin.
And he does, 67-51. Bartley with it in the lane, shot up, no good. Going to grab his own rebound, left-hand layup, got it. 67-53. Bryson. Over to Ainsco. Austin going to back it out. And he's going to be fouled with a minute 16. And Barib just going to try to put this game away at the line, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Make some free throws here. Put it up to 16. Minute 16. You feel pretty good about your chances.
Austin's free throw is in a good, 68-53.
Two straight for Austin, 21 points, and, you know, good effort here. You know, having a heart-fought loss Saturday night against Princeton, come back 2 days later with against a very good Women's World team, showing putting on a good show tonight.
Austin misses the second. Here comes Falls down the other way. His shot going to be no good. Keegan O'Neill going to be fouled. He'll go to the other end to shoot two. Minute eight left.
And that's Harden Hunter with the foul. Keegan with 15 points, looking for points 16 and 17 on the night.
Got the first one, 69-53. Minute eight left. And Keith got them both, 70-53. Nuremberg quickly with it the other way. Step back three, got it. 70-56, Wood Memorial wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one more. Minute two left, 70-56, Barreve. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 1 minute.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right?
wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Cavanaugh Court, minute two left, 70-56, Bar E basketball. Like to see a strong close here, Coach Doyle.
Yeah, would too, and good shooting display by both teams. Bar E with 10 three-pointers and Wood Memorial with 7.
Isaac Wagler with it. And he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Good job of breaking the press there. Isaac will go the line. Isaac has 14 points tonight, looking for points 15 and 16.
I like that press breaker alignment right there, Coach Doyle. A little different that time, flashing Keegan up just a little bit. You know, he's always kind of been the outlet, but Keegan was kind of the first player to receive the ball. And Isaac was off to the races, and Wood Memorial was lucky to get a hand on it.
Yeah, Wood Memorial's been pressing basically this whole second half, and you got to give him a different look, so good call out of the timeout for Bar Eve.
Isaac's first free throw is short. Isaac's second is going to roll in, 71-56. Bikes by 15. Nurnberg quickly the other way, long three. That one's going to be long. Austin going to rebound it. Keegan O'Neill with it. And Ainsco going to be fouled. And with 47 seconds left, we're going to play this 32 minutes, Coach Doyle.
Hey.
Down to the buzzer.
Wood Memorial, they're not going to give up just yet. And if you're playing offense for Wood Memorial, you kind of like it because you're going to get another shot or two.
Yeah, you're going to get more looks. Ainsco's free throw, no good. They'll have another. Second free throw is good, 72-56. Here comes Paxson Bartley with it, 45 seconds. Bartley, this high ball screen. Shot going to be blocked out of bounds by Keegan. And Bar Eve back on defense with 41 seconds. Quickly on the inbounds, three up, no good. Going to hit the guide wire. Bar Eve going to get it back with 38.
Let's see if they're going to put up the white flag. And they are going to still press, so nothing wrong with that. And they're going to back off now, so I think maybe we might have seen our last foul. And I think Gabe Gladish is just going to be able to dribble out the clock.
So we're down to 25. Gladish with it. Over to Ainsco. We're under 20. We're at 10. Ainsco is going to put it on his hip. We're at 5. And that is going to do it. Bar Eve is going to win it tonight. And they win it going away here at Cavanaugh Court, 72-56. Bar Eve, for the fifth consecutive year, going to claim the Blue Chip Conference Championship outright. So Vikings win it, 72-56. Was a game where it was a little choppy both ways in the early going. But after that, Bar Eve played some really, really good basketball. As you mentioned, 10 made three-pointers again here tonight. And good post play, good defense. And Barrie, win number 18 on the season. And they win the Blue Chip Conference 72-56. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of the postgame show by the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, a visit from the coach, Brian Hughes, and final statistics, Barrie 72, Wood Memorial 56. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Daviess Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Daviess Community Hospital.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Now, back to Barrie Vikings basketball on the General, 95.9 FM and from 4starcountry.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Vikings win it tonight, 72-56. They capture the Blue Chip Conference Championship again. Fifth consecutive year for that. And congratulations to the guys picking up win number 18 on the season. Postgame tonight brought to you by our good friend Alex Knepp, Senior Financial Advisor at German American Financial on Highway 57 in Washington. Final statistics tonight, Jeff Doyle.
First for the Barrie Vikings, they're going to be led in scoring tonight by Austin Ainscoat. Austin with 22 points. He did it on five, count them, five three-pointers. He had 1 2-point field goal, 3-9 from the free throw line for 22 points. Keegan O'Neill, the big guy, coming in with 17 points tonight. Keegan with 6 2-point field goals, a three-pointer, two to the line, 17 points. Quentin Yoder with some good action tonight. And we got Coach Hughes coming up here. Quentin had 4 points on two-point field goals. Looks like Coach is going to go say hello to somebody. I'll continue on. Bryson Graber with a solid game tonight. Bryson with 2 points, 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Isaac Wagler with a big offensive game tonight. Isaac hit 2 3-pointers. He had 4 2-pointers, 1 of 2 of the line for 15 points. And then Gabe Gladish with 12 points, 4 of 6 at the free throw line, 2 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. And we'll turn this over to Coach Hughes.
All right, Vikings win it tonight, and they capture the Blue Chip Conference Championship. 5 in a row now, 72-56. And Coach, I don't know what happened. It seemed like a really choppy start here tonight. And then, you know, it just seemed like when the ball began moving sides of the floor and we really started attacking their pressure, man, we just got some separation pretty methodically.
Yeah, I liked, yes, the start wasn't good. But like you said, I thought we then turned to be pretty aggressive at the offensive end. And even we had some missed layups at the rim, but at least guys were taking the ball and attacking. And, you know, we wanted to do that. And then there in the second half, we beat pressure and threw it in the corner and let Austin hit some threes. But that's a good win for us. I thought that defensively the guys, you know, played hard the whole game, and we rebounded pretty well. You know, those two things will get you through games like this.
You know, I guess since I've kind of coached all these guys too, I can be a harsher critic than most sometimes, but you look out there, and most of the nights you got 5 underclassmen, and it seems like here in the last month, you know, we've really kind of settled into our roles as we're heading into the tournament, and some nights we played really well. There's been some nights where we probably could have played better, but I tell you, that's the most promising thing that I see.
Well, we didn't get into the bench as much tonight, especially in the second half. I'd like to, but, you know, Quentin gave us a big lift there in the first half with some rebounds and a bucket. And, I mean, guys have, like you said, I think guys have kind of slowly but surely identified their role. And, you know, I tell them all every year that there can only be one leading scorer and there can only be one leading rebounder, and, you know, what can you do? And you know, I think just like you said, we've got some guys that have accepted their roles, and we've played pretty good basketball this last month. When you looked at our schedule a month ago, there'd be a lot different outcome than what we've done here in the last month. And so give our guys credit for, I think, putting it together and playing some good ball.
Yeah, Coach Doyle just kind of circled a stat, 45 second half points here tonight. And I think we probably left more points than you would like on the line, but that's a lot of points against a really good team.
Yeah, well, I'm always for, if you're going to come out and pressure us or any team that I coach, we want to go. I mean, you know, I just don't. Doesn't make sense to beat the pressure and then let it come back and give you more pressure. So you got to hit shots, though, for good things to happen. And like you said, the free throw shooting was, for varsity basketball, very bad. And that is the one negative leaving here. Just, you know, you're a varsity player, you got to step the line and make a foul shot.
Senior night on Friday, got Bloomfield coming in here. What little do you know about the Cardinals so far?
Well, nothing right now. We will. We've got them scouted in the scouting report. I'll get them watched here tomorrow. But, we'll give our 3 seniors a start like I always do. If it's I think the only time we've not done that is when we had more than 5 seniors, and obviously they all couldn't start, so we went with the normal starting lineup, but we'll give Cam and Austin and Nick a start, and hopefully we can end this season where we don't lose on this floor. That's always a big goal of ours.
Well, Coach, congratulations. I know it's late already. Blue Chip Conference champs again. We'll catch you on Friday night.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Vikings win it tonight, 72-56, and they claim the Blue Chip Conference championship again. As Coach Doyle trying to put the headset back on here. I think part of that, Doyle, is you're left-handed, Hughes is right-handed. We're just getting it all messed around.
Yeah, not a good combination. Coach Hughes talked a little bit about the free throw shooting. Bar Eve ended up 12-23 from the free throw line. The good news is getting the line 23 times. That's a good stat. Just got to step up there and make a few more because, you know, you're gonna have some tight games in the sectional, and you're going to probably get into where you have one in the bonus, and teams that make those kind of shots, it bodes well in a close game. Finishing up the scoring for Wood Memorial. Wood Memorial is led in scoring tonight by their junior, Paxson Barley. He had 20 points. He hit one three-pointer. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 two-pointers, and he hit 3 of 4 from the free throw line for his 20 points. Lathan Falls. Lathan, the 6'2 senior, with 16 points. He had 2 3-pointers, and he had 4 2-point buckets, and then he was 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Thought Bryson Graber did a really nice job on the defensive end against him. Remington Wilkinson with a bucket for his 2 points. Walker Nuremberg, 16 points for Nuremberg, 3 3-pointers, or actually 4 3-pointers, 4 of 4 from the line for the senior, for the 6'4 senior, 16 points. And then Austin Ireland, the 6'5 senior, with a field goal for 2 points. Quarter scoring at the end of one, Wood Memorial jumped out to a 15-12 lead. Second quarter saw Bar Eve outscore Wood Memorial 15-9 for a 27-24 halftime advantage. Third quarter, all Bar Eve outscoring Wood Memorial 21-13 for a 48-37 lead going into the fourth quarter. And then Bar Eve was able to outscore Wood Memorial 24-19 for a 72-56 win.
All right. A little bit of hardware to pass out tonight. Doyle, it's like after 9:30. You're in bed by now. I can send you a text at 9 o'clock, and it ain't getting answered until 5 o'clock the next morning. So you're 35 minutes past your bedtime. We're sorry to make you work overtime tonight.
Well, yeah, and that's all true. Usually at this time I'm in bed watching a little YouTube videos. What's been the thing I've been watching this week, I've had a little bit of shoulder trouble, so watching some videos on how to stretch out my shoulders, some strengthening exercises. So I'll probably go home tonight, get my stretches in, because my lifts just haven't been on point, Mr. DeCourcy.
McConaughey would say L-I-V-I-N, living. That's what you're doing, Coach Doyle. Who's the player of the game tonight, Jeffrey?
We have 4 people in double figures tonight. Gabe Gladys, 12 points. Isaac Wagler, 15. Keegan O'Neill, 17. Austin Ainscote, 22. I'm going with Isaac and Austin tonight. I think Isaac gave us a lot of energy early when Wood Memorial, I thought Wood Memorial had a little bit more energy at the start of the game, and I thought Isaac was a good catalyst for us getting on the free throw or getting on the floor, going to the bucket. It just seems like the ball follows wherever Isaac goes. Just kind of has a knack for it. So 15 points tonight for Isaac. And then Austin Ainscote, 5 3-pointers tonight. Austin, I believe, had 6 3-pointers against Princeton the other night. Austin's just really shooting the ball well. And you can just see he's getting more lift on his shot. I think that knee is really starting to feel good. I think there for a while he just didn't have a lot of confidence when he injured it early in the season. The only down thing for Austin tonight, 3 of 9 from the free throw line, but the good thing is you get 9 free throws, that means you're going towards the bucket, and that's something I had mentioned something to Austin, just like you're much more than just a three-point shooter. You can get it on the offensive boards. You can drive to the bucket, and you're seeing him doing that, and I know the coaching staff has been telling him to do that, and when we get that three-headed monster, and tonight a four-headed monster as far as offensively, a lot of part of the year it's been, Keegan and Gabe scoring all the points, but you get Isaac Wagler in double figures, you get Austin Ainscote in double figures, good things are going to happen for this Bar Eve team. So players of the game, Austin Ainscote and Isaac Wagler, but another solid team win. You had Coach, mentioned Quentin Yoder coming off the bench tonight, played a really good game. Gabe Gladish had the defensive assignment on Paxson Barley, did a nice job on him. And then Keegan, another solid performance tonight with 17 points. And then Bryson, a good floor game for him against heavy pressure the entire night.
Yeah, certainly. So Isaac Wagler, Austin Ainscote, tonight's Bill Dobson. 4 tough players of the game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Well, join us again on Friday night. We'll have senior night festivities. It's Bloomfield here at Kavanaugh Court. Airtime on Friday night will be about 7:15. So Vikings win it tonight. They win the Blue Chip Conference again, 72-56. That's five Blue Chip Conference championships in a row for your Vikings. I'd like to thank Andy Morrison back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. For my boss and my friend Jeff Doyle, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.